Hi, Eldridge. This is Gail over at Local Splash returning your call. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yeah, we spoke sometime last month.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Good to hear back
from you.
I'm more concerned about get to the first page. Like when somebody, you know, look for my security company, I want to make sure that I'm on the front page, you know.
Okay.
And you say you could do that within a month.
Yes. Yep. It takes, in fact, let me just check something here. So typically the average is about 30 to 45 days, but let me see what you've got going. I need to just kind of refresh my memory a little bit. You wouldn't happen to remember, what the price was, what we quoted you. That'll kind of give me an idea of.
We spoke about 150.
Okay, let me see. Now, do you have your Google business profile up, Eldridge?
Yes, I have a Google business profile, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. There we are. Okay.
So I'm just kind of...
Oh, all good. Bless you. Sounded like a sneeze.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah, there we are. There's your wonderful picture. Then there's your Google business profile. Perfect. So yes, it does take about 30 to 45 days total, for programming time. And, that's first page Google to get you on the first page there. Now, were we discussing Facebook for you at all? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So let me double check pricing for you. So if we include
but
Facebook.
I'm all about Google business. Facebook, I can do that myself.
Okay, so you just want to worry about Google then. Okay.
Yes.
So then, let's see. So it'd just be the flat $249 a month. There's a one-time $99 setup charge. You'll never see or hear from that again.
I believe you think he was going to rear that for me.
Oh, did I? If I did, then I will stand behind that. So then no setup fee. That's fine by me. I know I can, my boss owes me a favor. I know I can get that pushed through. Okay. No problem, Eldridge. So I'll just need a few minutes and what I want to do is go through all of your information, spelling, phone numbers, addresses, everything. So we get everything 100%. We don't like it when errors go to Google and Google doesn't like it when we send them. So part of my job is making sure that we've got everything exact.
I got my Google Biz up and running already.
Right. Your Google business profile. Correct. So we'll be programming on your Google business profile. So we want everything there to be perfect. And then we'll also, let me take a peek over here. Were you wanting us to rebuild your website since we're going to be in there? Or
my website is perfect. I pay at least 5 times for that. I think I'm spending enough money.
Okay. All right. And
last time I updated it was a few months ago. So.
Oh, perfect. And it really is a great looking website. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, make sure I've got everything right. So first name, is it Eddridge?
No, it's Eddridge.
Oh my goodness. One more time, a little slower.
Eddridge.
Edwidge. Oh, I've had it wrong even in my head this whole time. And glad I got it right. E-D-W-I-D-G-E.
Yes.
Perfect. And what's your last name, Edwidge?
F-O-R-T-I-N.
Hey, perfect. And I grabbed an email address from your website. It's efortin@validprotectionservices.net.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. The first one is more information on the reporting area on our system. So I don't remember if we covered it or not, but you'll be able to log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, all of those things.
I'm concerned. Last time you said you was gonna, I should be able to be on first page within 2 weeks.
Oh no! So I'll run through the timeline with you again real quick. So today being day one, between now and day seven, we'll do your onboarding call. That's a call with me and your technician. They'll be doing another quality control check, but also gathering any other information from the technical side that they need for your campaign. And also within the first 7 days, we'll get you out to all of those search directories for the area: Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, and that's usually up to about 60. And that's different listings that we get you out to. And then if we were doing a website build or rebuild, or if we were running any advertising, Facebook or Google, those would be up and running within the first 2 weeks, so within the first 14 days. And then total programming, well, I should back up. Programming starts immediately. Right away after your onboarding call. And that does take about 30 to 45 days. Does that make sense?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
All I'm worried about right now is my Google business. If somebody Google security company in my area, or mm-hmm. security company near me, or security, whatever, I want to pop up on first page, but I don't want to do no ads though.
You don't want, oh no, no problem. And I'm actually, I did pull that out for you. So we are just focusing on Google first page, and that is exactly what we'll do, is we will get you on that first page of Google. I'm excited for you, Edridge. This is going to be great. Okay, and then the second email is the exact price and package. Wanted you to have that in writing. And Edwidge is the...
Since all I need is be on Google pages, I want people to see me. I want people to see my company. That's all I need, I think the price should be lower, like $150. Or you could check with your boss.
I wish I could. I've got you at rock bottom. You're in the friends and family category, is where I got you. I wish I could lower it some more.
Oh, $200 even.
What's that?
Well, I should do it $200 even.
I know you'd like more. I wish I could, Edwidge. But the $249 without the setup fee, they won't let me go any lower, I'm afraid. Otherwise, I definitely would for you.
But what you can do, you can talk to your boss and let me know.
Oh, I already know he won't let me lower it. Reason is it costs us, of course, in staff time. We've literally put in over 100 hours of staff and programming time to get you on the first page. So, yeah, we've got to come help.
Okay.
My apologies for my pup there in the background. And then, Edwidge, for your phone number, I've got 813-507-8818.
Yeah.
And is that also your business number?
Well, my business number is 813.
Okay. It's probably on your website, isn't it? I could grab it there.
813-374-6429.
Got it. Thank you. I'll get that updated.
It should have been on my Google Business, but it's not. They put my cell phone on my Google Business.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. Let me get that updated so that it's right. And then your address is at 8875 Hidden River Parkway, Suite 3.
Yeah, it's 300.
And that's Tampa.
Yeah.
That in there. So I'm also kind of, well, not kind of, I am scanning through to make sure everything looks right, no typos. And then the company name, Valid Protection Services. Is there an Inc. or awesome Inc. or LLC behind that at all, Edwidge?
That net.
No, the for the company name, is it a
LLC?
LLC. There we go. Thank you. All right. Had to update that. There we are. Now it's all correct. And then, how should we list out your services? So, of course, security, I would assume, would be one of the first keywords, right?
Well, would it be better if I give you guys access as a manager? Because I don't want to give my password out.
You mean for your website
Google.
Yep, we will need that, and actually, I'll have you hold on to the logins and give that to your tech. Let's see, do you have... Okay, pop back over here. There we are, so...
Do I have to give you my password, or can I give you access as manager?
I believe it's manager access, but... Let's wait until we get your tech. They'll know exactly what we need. So let's see. So we're going to say security, and then I'm going to say security officers or security officer. And should I say uniformed patrol?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, got it. Let's see, uniformed patrol. Kind of glimpsing through your website to see what we can pull out and use as keywords for your services. How about mobile security control? Mobile security patrol. There we go.
What is it? You're talking about the keywords?
Yes, sir.
Armed security.
There we go. Thank you. Go ahead.
Or best security company.
Can we say personal protection as well?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would...
You're talking about things that people would type?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what... So I'm thinking... Now, you would do bodyguard. We might as well say bodyguard.
A company near me.
What about bodyguard? Would that be a good term to use?
Guard services.
Guard services, perfect.
Bodyguard.
Okay.
Protection services. Protection company. Does it matter how many keywords?
Keep going. If you've got more, I'll take them.
Yeah. Security company.
Okay. Got it.
Security services.
Got it.
Security guard company.
Oh, I like that.
Security guard services or security guard. Sometimes people will say security company. You get that?
Got it.
Security. Or you could say,
I also did mobile security patrol. What about crowd security?
What is it?
Crowd security.
There you go, private security. There you go.
Event security.
There you go.
What about, I don't know what it's called.
Armed security.
Got that one.
Unarmed security.
Oh, unarmed. Got it.
Bodyguard.
Got it. Now, what about, I don't know what the position is called, but like if you go to a concert and there are guards like checking.
Event security.
Right, but specifically like they're doing searches of purses and bags, things like that. Gosh, what would that be called? Event check-in security. Event screening.
Yeah.
Well, event security screening, I'll put.
There's
so I guess event screening might just kind of confuse people. There we go. All right. Perfect. Any others you can think of right off, Edwidge?
I don't know. I
can't either. I'm a certified firearms instructor, and I think we hit them all. One more thing.
Oh, you're certified firearms instructor. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I actually teach concealed carry mostly. Let's see. All right. I can't think of any others off the top of my head. If you do think of any others, though, let us know at any time. Even if it's a month down the road, and you go, oh, we forgot this. Let us know. We'll get it added everywhere. And then I'm also gathering like your Facebook page link just so we've got it on file. Don't need a website. Okay. Let's go ahead, Edwidge, and set up your onboarding call. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I'll call you, and I'll have then I'll have your technician come in on the line with us. And let me see, what have we got? Today it looks like today's a little tight.
Think about more keywords. Like, is there any way you could Google keywords?
Sure. If you've got, yeah. Did you just do that and found some more?
Let me see if I could Google keywords. Security.
So for your onboarding call, it looks like we do you have a couple slots today? There's one at, let's see, there's a 2 o'clock or a 4 o'clock are the only ones available today. Or we can look at tomorrow. It's tomorrow's more open, if that's
more convenient. So when you guys going to start? I want you guys to start working on that like ASAP.
Well, then let's set your onboarding call for ASAP too. Because right after that call, we get to work. And we roll up our sleeves. So we could do 2 or 4 today, or we could do tomorrow morning. The earliest would be at 10 o'clock. Which one would you like?
Today, we could do today.
Okay. Do you want the tour? We block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of a computer.
Okay. That's fine.
You want to do 2 o'clock?
Yeah, 2 o'clock is fine.
You got it. And so I'm going to put that calendar appointment in here, and then I'll send that to you. Oh, Edward, did those 2 emails make it to you? Should have verified that already, and I apologize.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Wonderful. All right. And just make sure that they're going to you. And
no, I didn't pay the other companies so you could do business for me, because the other company, when I called, they don't like to answer the phone.
Oh, really?
Their wait is like 3-4 hours.
Oh my gosh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. Well, I'm glad you didn't call them, or I'm glad they didn't call you back. I'm glad I get to work with you. Then I know you're well taken care of.
I appreciate it, and
absolutely.
Just try to do your best for me, so people could see me more on Google.
And we always do our absolute best. You get our undivided attention, and I did close your 50-mile radius for your services as well. Okay, Edward.
Is there any way you could do it more mile radius?
What I would recommend is, so we can't reach that far with the map. It just nobody can stretch it any further or even shrink it, I guess, for that matter. So the only way to reach out beyond that border, basically, is through some sort of paid advertising, Google guaranteed, Google ads, the pay-per-click, or Facebook ads.
Okay.
And let's see. So I just sent another email to you. The subject line on that one is Local Splash CIE. And if you can find that one and open it up, there's should be a yes, no, and maybe option. It's a calendar appointment.
Mm-hmm.
If you go ahead and smash the yes button, that'll reserve our slot for us with our technician.
I'm trying to see how far I'm at. Okay, I'm 26 miles away from my office. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So when you say 50 miles, it's like the distance, right?
Right. Yep. And it's as the crow flies, not as the road goes.
Say again?
It's as the crow flies, as opposed to as the road goes, if that makes sense. You go further.
Okay.
And then, there we are.
So you go further than 50 miles there?
The only way to reach out past that, to that distance, is through some sort of paid advertising, like Google ads or Facebook ads.
Okay.
And then, let's see. Are you okay for us to communicate with you through phone, text, and email? Or is there one method that you... Okay.
phone text to my phone.
Okay, perfect. Let me change that. All right, good. And then just a double check. So your hours as open 24 hours a day, is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, perfect.
That's the only, that way, once people see you open 24 hours, they, because I answer my phone 24 hours, so I'm open 24 hours.
And I would definitely, I mean, I'm sure some companies aren't, sadly, but that's kind of what I would expect from a security company. Oh, overnight security, would that be a good keyword for you?
Yeah, that's a good overnight. Yeah, that's cool.
Beautiful, beautiful. I don't know why that just popped in there. Let's see. Okay, that's all looking good. So I'll go ahead and set up your subscription, and I'm setting it for $249, which is the lowest I can go. And then I'm waiving the setup fee, so you won't have that. Give it a moment.
You have $149. There's no tax to it, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
No taxes, no click fees, no lead fees, no job fees. They're unlimited. Okay, there we go. And I'm just double checking everything here again. Make sure we got your discounts in there. Fantastic. All right, Edward, on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial or middle name appear, or is it just first and last?
It's first and last. There's no middle initial.
Okay, and then does Valid Protection Services also appear on the card?
No.
Okay.
Well,
and then... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, valid is included, yeah.
Okay, got it. And then now, phone number and address that correspond to the credit card billing, is that your 813-507-8818?
Yeah.
And then 8875 Hidden River Parkway?
No. It's 14350. Okay. 14350 Hidden Miss Drive.
Well, I did get that goofed. Where did I come up with that other?
Well,
back up here.
That's my business address. What you said, that's my business address, but my personal address.
Oh, got you. Okay, got you.
That's my personal address.
And what was the street name again? I got 14350. What was the street name, Edwidge?
You talking about my card address? For my card, right?
Right, the address that would correspond to the card. I didn't get the street name. Did you say
the address is 14350. Mm-hmm. Hidden Miss Drive. H-A-D-D-O-N. H-A-D-D-O-N.
H-A-D-D-O-N. H-A-D-D-O-N. And then is Miss
M-I-S-S. M-I-S-T.
Okay.
Drive. Wimauma is W-I-M-A-U-M-A. Florida.
Okay, And the zip there?
The zip code is 33598.
Perfect. Now I just want to read this back and make sure I got it right. Haddon, H-A-D-D-O-N, Miss, M-I-S, separate word, M-I-S-C, Drive.
M-I-S-C-T, Miss.
Oh, Missed. That makes more sense. Okay, Missed Drive. And the city is W-I-U-A-M-A.
No, W-I-M-A-U-M-A.
Wayamama, Wayamuma.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, W-I-M-A-U-M-A.
Yeah.
Awesome, I got it. Easy part, Master Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Edwidge?
Say again?
MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. What type of card are you using?
You know what? Let me use my Apple card.
Okay. And usually it's under one of the brands, typically Master or Visa.
Yeah, it's under my Apple card is actually a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are. And of course, for security reasons, I won't read the digits back to you. But if you just give them to me in four-digit blocks, should be good to go. I'll be able to keep up.
Yes. Let me get it here.
It's one of those numbers. It's hard to memorize the whole thing.
Get it? Let's see. I got 5253 63.
Okay.
5540701634.
All right, and then the expiration, please.
04/2027.
Seems so far away. And then the three-digit security code, please, Edwidge.
558.
Got it. And then we also need to set up, so I don't forget, security question and answer, challenge question, another layer of security for you. If somebody tried to access your account, we'd ask them the challenge question. So the options are mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works for you?
I'll go with my first. The city I was born, Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
And that's P-O-R-T, is it A-U?
A-U-P-R-I-N-C-E. Port-au-Prince.
All right.
Port-au-Prince. Port-au-Prince.
Perfect. Perfect. Got it. And I typed it the same way twice as it X'd it out. And it all worked out like it's supposed to. All right. That looks good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so, Edwidge, I just ran that 249 through. That's for your first month. And you've got two more emails headed your direction. The one we need to deal with is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And that one, about four sentences in.
So Thursday, reply yesterday?
No, today's Thursday.
Oh, something about reply yes. What is it? You send me something, reply yes.
Oh, yes, that's for your calendar, our appointment with our technician. And that one, yep, I need you to hit the yes on that one, if you would.
And then I'm supposed to sign on Google?
If you use Google Calendars, well, tell you what, are you in your email right now?
Yeah. I guess. Okay. It takes me straight to that. Yeah.
Huh.
Some kind of calendar. Wait.
Now, did you hit the yes?
Yes.
Option in that you did.
Yeah.
And it took you to Google Calendars.
Yeah.
There it up. Now it updated. Perfect. Okay, that looks good. So then the other one we need to handle is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And let me know when you find that one. It would have been probably the last email that went to you. One of the last two.
Yeah, I got two. Local Splash initial invoice.
Excellent.
What,
so
that was quick to accept?
Yes, please.
How long is the subscription, though?
I'm sorry.
How long is that? Is that a contract or what?
No, it tells you all of the services that we're providing. And then It, at the very bottom, though, it does ask you if you're the authorized cardholder. There's a checkbox. And then right below that, you'll need to type your name.
So click to accept it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
And then all the way at the bottom is a little checkbox.
I certify.
Exactly. And it is, so your name is case sensitive.
Okay. Confirm signature. I'm supposed to use a user name.
It took you to a login. Excellent. You're in the right place. So that's where you'll log into our system so you can check your clicks and calls. And you don't have to worry about saving that page. We'll get it to you this afternoon or, well, a little bit later this morning on your onboarding. We'll get you those login credentials during your onboarding call today.
Okay.
And then just the last tidbit is the voice verification. I'll run you through that real quick. So this is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners because we're locking you in at a discounted rate. It is also recorded and is a form of protection for you, which is attached to your file as well. And as I'm going through, Edward, if you have any questions or want clarification, just stop me and let me know. But there are a couple of spots where I'll give you prompts, like to say the name of the business and things like that. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and get us going.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance as it outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. It is also recorded and added to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Valid Protection Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Edridge Fortin, President.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term has been charged on today's date, February 2nd, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $249, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month, and your $99 setup charge has been waived. Going forward, beginning on March 2nd, 2023, your recurring flat charge will be $249, which is a true flat rate, and to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the second of each month. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Edwidge. You're all set.
All right, sounds great. I'm ready to be on first page so I could make millions.
I absolutely. And we will give you a call a little bit later on for your onboarding then.
All right. Great.
All
perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
You guys charged your card already, all right?
Yep. I ran it through. You're good to go.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
All
thank
right.
you, Edwards.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.